here's a story from The World.
For another view of environmental activism, 3 decades ago, activists helped topple South African apartheid by targeted investing, or rather, targeted uninvesting, pressuring multinationals in South Africa to divest. Today, climate activists are borrowing from the same divestment playbook. That's the focus of today's Big Fix.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
For more than a decade, activists have pressured institutions and governments to drop their investments in fossil fuel companies. South African activists say their movement was the inspiration. Here's The World's Anna Kussmer with more.
When Amira Woods was a college student in New York in the 80s, her eye was on South Africa.
We organized protests. We were arrested multiple times. We took over buildings.
The goal was to end South Africa's racist apartheid regime. Woods and her friends were demanding their school, Columbia University, stop investing in the South African government and companies doing business with the country. It meant a lot of protests.
It was songs and poetry and, you know, that kept us going. So there was the Hugh Masekela thong. free Nelson Mandela.
Bring back Nelson Mandela. Bring him back home to Soweto.
Now, Woods spends her time advocating for another kind of divestment from companies that produce oil, gas, and coal. She says the successful divestment push in South Africa inspired activists to use the same approach in the fight against climate change.
It was a very deliberate effort to connect the theory of change that had worked to bring about the end of apartheid and to connect that to the very real destruction of the planet, where Black and brown and indigenous communities are at the forefront.
The fossil fuel divestment movement started on college campuses in the U.S. around a decade ago. Now, according to environmental advocacy organization 350.org, more than 1,000 institutions in dozens of countries have committed to divest more than $14 trillion. From the Islamic Society of North America and the Rockefeller Foundation to the federal government of Ireland. One of the leaders of the anti-apartheid struggle, Desmond Tutu, has drawn a connection between South African and fossil fuel divestment. He released this video in 2014.
Divest from fossil fuels and invest in a clean energy future benefiting the world's majority.
Demonstrators last year protested outside a coal industry conference in Cape Town. The organization, Fossil Free South Africa, has had some wins. In 2017, the city of Cape Town agreed to divest from oil, gas, and coal. The money that represents is a modest sum for a $6 trillion industry, but globally it adds up. Reports from industry experts say that divestment campaigns hurt the reputation of fossil fuel companies. That, in turn, increases public desire for regulation. In a 2017 investor report, Shell named the divestment movement as a threat to its ability to raise capital. For some activists, the current call for divestment is not a repeat of history. It's more of the continuation of a long struggle. Makoma Lekalakala is a prominent activist with environmental justice organization EarthLife Africa, Johannesburg. She says the anti-apartheid struggle in the 60s, 70s, and 80s didn't focus on environmental justice.
Not that environmental justice issues were not raised. They were raised, but they were not a priority.
The coal industry was huge during apartheid, and after the regime ended, investment in coal continued, says Lekalakala. And Black South Africans are disproportionately hurt by resulting air pollution and toxic waste.
Based on the climate impact, the inequalities are so glaring that you even ask yourself whether we are in the new South Africa or we're still in the old apartheid South Africa.
She says you ask yourself whether we're in the new South Africa or the old apartheid South Africa. For some young activists, the current movement has been their first introduction to the idea of divestment.
Interestingly enough, like apartheid was a big part of our curriculum in high school, and that actually never came up.
Kaylin Fabing has been working to pressure her school, the University of Cape Town, to divest. She says she's less inspired by the past and more inspired by current social justice movements around the world, like Black Lives Matter.
Feeling kind of a kinship with other people that are fighting for people's rights, just feeling this connection with them, like, yes, we're fighting for justice and we are partnering with each other for social change.
Divestment advocate Amira Wood says the trick with movements like this one is to get beyond the divestment phase.
The other side is like encouraging the push to invest in, you know, what will build a healthy planet and what will protect people, particularly in those frontline communities, now and for generations to come.
It's not just about divesting from fossil fuels, but investing in an equitable transition to renewable energy. For The World, I'm Anna Kusmer.